Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing?
8:14.
That's right. Looking at a high of 40 tonight. A low of 35 later on, which would be tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not too bad, though.
Yeah, looking at a high of 50 tomorrow.
There we go. There we go. We got Kiki in the studio with us.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your mic's on. Use the microphone.
I usually don't turn me on.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong mic. That's the tie line. I'm an idiot. Hold on.
Hold on. You missed my joke.
I missed your joke? I'm sure it was...
You usually don't turn me on.
All right, say it again. What was your joke?
Dang it. No. Seriously? I said you usually don't turn me on.
Whatever. Whatever.
Sounds like a personal problem. Maybe fix that on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. Ooh,
when you take her to Qdoba.
Oh, is that where we're going?
Yeah, if I kiss you at Qdoba, we get a buy one, get one.
Yeah, that was the question this morning. So
If
he takes you out, you know, for Valentine's Day, uh-huh. and he gets a deal, say he uses a coupon, a gift card.
Oh, heck yeah.
Does that make you angry?
Well, we're married, so it's our money now. So if he doesn't use a coupon, I'll be mad. But you know what's funny is we actually were planning our Valentine's Day dinner based on all the coupons and certificates we have in our drawer that we've yet to use because we don't go out very often. But when we do, we try to use those gift certificates before they expire. Yeah. So, we're real cheap together. We like it.
You know, Brock, the ladies are... The ladies are coming around this morning.
Yeah, yeah. That's because all the ones that would be upset don't want to call and out themselves. All right, let's do your WTF.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the fuck? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Well, a woman and her boyfriend went to a taco truck in Houston around 2 a.m. Last Monday.
Delicious.
I love taco trucks, man. Mm-hmm. It's two of my favorite things, tacos and trucks combined.
Put them together.
The woman got upset that her taco was cold and was angry at the guy in the taco truck because he wouldn't reheat it. All right.
Okay, yeah.
Well, here's where things take a turn for the worse. Her boyfriend told her to calm down.
Oh, no.
That's
bad.
Now, it seemed to have two results. One, it made her more upset.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Two, all the fury was now focused on the boyfriend, no longer on the taco truck guy.
Yeah.
She wound up pulling out a gun.
Oh, God.
And somehow, her boyfriend got shot.
Somehow.
The police say they don't know for sure if she shot him on purpose or if the gun accidentally went off, but one way or another, the dude got shot.
Well, did she get her taco heated up?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't think they serve hot, tasty tacos in prison. Mm. The woman was arrested. And this brings up a very good point. Something, Hunter, that I learned a long time ago is that telling a woman to calm down is like trying to baptize a cat.
Oh, it's like the complete opposite of what you're trying to do.
It's not going to end well for the cat, and it sure as hell is not going to end well for you.
It's true.
And Kiki's the cat in that scenario.
Meow.